In this series, we've considered the resurrection of Jesus, and maybe you've sat there and thought, well, how do we even know Jesus rose from the dead? Aren't there many other theories? Maybe Jesus never really died in the first place. Well, as you read scripture, Jesus went through awful torture. He went through massive amounts of loss of blood. He would have been hungry. He would have been dehydrated. He would have been incredibly weak. They scourged his back. His flesh was ripped open. He bled. He had a crown of thorns nailed into his skull. He bled more. He was beaten by rods. He was slapped. He was forced to carry his cross up a hill. And then they nailed nails through his feet and his wrists, where he would have lost more blood. As he hung upon that cross, he would have suffocated to death as the weight of his body hung on his arms and collapsed his lungs and his chest. Not only that, the soldiers came to him who were professionals in death. And as they came to him, they saw he was dead. And if that was not enough, they then took a spear and they thrust it into the man's heart. And blood and water came flowing out. If he was not dead, surely having a spear thrust in his heart would have killed him. So very clearly, Jesus did in fact die. But let's say, for argument's sake, he did survive. Okay. Well, what happened to Jesus after he died? They took him, they wrapped him in cloths, and they laid him in a cold, dark, dirty tomb. Then they sealed that up, where there would have been lack of oxygen in the long run, and he laid there for 3 days. Now, question here. Even if Jesus did feel better, having not died in the first place, how then would he have gotten out of that grave? And how did he get up? And in that, if he did get up, wouldn't he have been stumbling along to the disciples? If Jesus was simply healed instead of resurrected, how do you explain his followers' response? In Matthew 28, it says, "And behold, Jesus met them and greeted them, and they came and took hold of his feet, and they worshipped him." If Jesus was still in the mess that he was from crucifixion and not truly resurrected from the dead, but rather healed in a certain way or recovered from the crucifixion, don't you think they would have been calling for a doctor rather than bowing down at his feet and worshipping him? Truly, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Also, another thing to consider, if he did just swoon or passed out and was placed in the tomb, why are we not taking deathly ill individuals now and placing them in cold, dark, empty tombs for them to heal? Because it doesn't happen. Jesus rose from the dead. Another simple thing to consider is the response of Jesus' enemies. In Matthew 28 as well, in verse 11, it says, "Now while they were on their way, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all that had happened. And when they assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers and said, 'You are to say his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep.'" They're telling professional guards to lie, something that could cost them their lives, to hide and cover up the resurrection of Jesus. If Jesus' followers simply stole his body, why didn't they just arrest them and produce the body? If Jesus merely healed instead of being killed and resurrected, why didn't they find him and show, "Look, the man is still dying. He's got an incredible amount of loss of blood. He's not going to survive much longer." They couldn't do those things because it wasn't possible, because Jesus actually rose from the dead. So we see the enemy's response, but lastly, let's consider the change in his followers. The scriptures record for us that Jesus' followers fled. We see Peter, the most outspoken disciple, denying Jesus 3 times, and yet, what does Peter do after the resurrection? He stands up in front of thousands in Acts at Pentecost and proclaims the gospel boldly and with power, seeing thousands come to trust in Christ as the resurrected Savior. There is an incredible turnaround in the believers' lives at that point, in the disciples' lives. Also consider something else. Well, maybe it was a hallucination. That doesn't happen to mass groups of people. Hallucinations happen to individuals. Maybe it was imagination. They just imagined. They wanted so hard to believe that Jesus was risen from the dead that they imagined it. Well, that doesn't line up with the facts either. Jesus' disciples started going back to normal life. They fled. They did not have hope at that point in a resurrection. They had doubts, in fact, when they're told that Jesus rose from the dead. They struggle believing it in the first place. Consider Thomas in particular. It was something else. Jesus rose, literally and physically, from the dead. Their lives were changed, therefore, forever. Maybe it was a hoax, then, by the disciples. Well, a few problems with that. Number one, 1 Corinthians 15:6 tells us that at least 500 people saw Jesus rise from the dead. If the disciples were simply trying to fake this resurrection, how could 500 people see Jesus Christ risen from the dead, a very famous and popular individual who people could recognize? And number two, what would these men have to gain in this lie or hoax that the disciples would have produced if Jesus was not risen from the dead? Was their death, their persecution, not wealth or fame, but rather hatred from people and being killed. And lastly, consider the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul was going about killing and persecuting the church. He held the coats as Stephen, the first martyr, was stoned to death. And yet, the resurrected Lord confronted Paul. And he became the most influential Christian of all time, writing at least 13 books of the New Testament. An incredible man who God worked through, providing an incredible Savior for him, to bring many, many, many people to come to know Christ as the resurrected Savior. So there is ample evidence that Jesus truly did rise from the dead.